Always remember, when it comes to your health, common sense is an uncommon commodity.
Hi, everybody. My name is Kaylin Walker, and I am not Diana Gifford Jones, who you were probably expecting to open this podcast recording. Most of the time, I'm working behind the scenes on branding and communication for Doc Gif, but today I have the honor and privilege of coming on air to play a fun little game with W. Gifford Jones, who also happens to be my beloved grandfather. Hi, Gif. How are you?
I am fine, Kaylin. And we're getting a big snowstorm in Toronto tonight. I hope you don't get it.
I think it's probably right behind me, but we'll wish it away. We'll wish away the winter weather. Should I start with explaining what we're going to be chatting about today?
You bet. Happy to be here, Kaylin, and we'll see if we can have a great evening.
I think we will, Gif. So for those listening today, I'll be asking W. Gifford Jones questions from the popular card game, We're Not Really Strangers. Now, this isn't a game you can win or lose in. It's more so a tool for getting to know other people better. The game became quite popular on social media, especially in the face of a global pandemic, where its purpose to bring people together and deepen relationships was vastly welcomed. It's a game I've played myself with friends and have really enjoyed. And Gif, I think after today, I will be one of the few 20-something-year-olds to have played this game with my 98-year-old legacy of a grandfather. But I think that makes it even more special. So shall we give it a go?
We're on.
Perfect. Okay, so our first question is, what would your younger self not believe about your life today?
My God, that's quite a question, Kaylin. I suppose if I went back eons and eons, I would never have guessed that when my teachers said I'd never be a doctor, I finally got into the Harvard Medical School and became a surgeon and then a medical journalist for 45 years. Those are the two things that I never thought would happen. And I can tell you, I've had a very productive life in terms of my surgical career. But I really think that even though I graduated from Harvard Medical School and learned a lot and lots of years in surgery, it's really the medical journalism that where you reach really millions of people. And that's been very exciting to in one way and unexciting in another way, because I've been in a fair amount of controversy from certain social issues, but looking at the total game, I wouldn't have missed it.
What did you said you didn't think you would have made it into, you know, medical school and medical journalism. When you were a kid, what did you want to be? What did you think you were going to end up doing?
I wanted to be a doctor.
Oh, you did want to be a doctor.
Yes, I lived across the street from the Niagara Falls General Hospital, and I used to sit on the front steps when I was young, really, really young, 9, 10 years of age, and then one day the doctor said, "I see you sitting there a lot, and do you want to be a doctor?" I said, "Yes, I do want to be a doctor." He said, "Well, why don't I take you over to the operating room?" A few minutes later, I was in surgery there, and I spent, you know, many, many hours in surgery since that time.
I can't imagine that would ever happen today.
That's right.
That's very cool. Our second question is, what's being the best compliment a stranger has ever given you?
I really think the best compliment I've ever had is from a reader. And he said, just in one sentence, "Thank you for being our voice." That was a very short statement. It had been when we had been talking about the pros and cons of a controversial issue. And he and his wife felt that they didn't have any output on their own to state their views. And And they said, thank you for being our voice. And I've tried to be an honest voice. You're writing a medical column. The one thing you have to bear in mind, you don't write a medical column to win a contest. You write the truth. And I think that has come forth in my column, where we try to, although we have controversial issues at times, we never sit on the fence. You know, people don't leave my talks with any doubt as to where I stand.
I think that's a good journalist, though.
I think so. I think if Harvard motto is just one word, veritas, truth. There's a lot of untruths today in society, and it's causing, as you know, a lot of trouble in various things. In medicine, it causes problems. In politics, it causes problems. And fortunately, now we have a major war going on in Europe that should never have happened.
Mm-hmm. I always remember you saying that common sense is an uncommon commodity. And you would think that in journalism, having an opinion would be common sense. But I think there are so many that sit on the fence today that it's hard to find that anymore.
Yeah, that you're 100% right. And I think one of the worst diseases of all in terms of truth is hypocrisy. And you shouldn't talk out both sides of your mouth. And that's what's happening these days.
Yeah. Talking with more than their mouths. They're talking with their social media and all of these new tools. So.
Well, that's another thing I would never have thought of, you know, when I was younger, that you and I would be conversing this way. It's fantastic.
I know. I never thought you would be an Instagram superstar at 98.
I find I still have wonders of how this iPhone works. I got a wife that understands it more than I do. And now I have 12 grandchildren that can help me along.
There you go. So our next question is, what question are you trying to answer most in your life right now?
You know, actually, Kaylin, being in my 99th year now, the most important thing that I do day by day is trying to stay alive. It's as simple as that. It gets, you know, when you're in your 99th year, it gets a little dicey. And you know it's not going to be much longer, and you think you're leaving your wife and your grandchildren and children. That is not a pleasant thought, but that's the way it is. And I've tried to get those extra days by living a common sense life. I think one of the most important things in life is to realize what you should do to extend your life. And one of the important things to do is to have common sense in food and exercise, in alcohol. I'm a great believer in moderate amounts of alcohol because it's relaxing and it does dilate your blood vessels and help your heart. And it's true that moderate drinkers live longer than teetotalers. And there are about 20 studies in the world that shows that alcohol is helpful for longevity. And as one of these physicians that I've read a lot of said that alcohol is for the elderly, but milk is for the young. And there's a lot of truth in that, because it does dilate the arteries, and it also decreases the chance that objects called platelets won't get stuck together in your blood and cause a blood clot and death. So there is a lot of sense in it. But of course, if you abuse the alcohol, then it becomes another problem.
Too much of anything is not a good thing.
Moderation, Kaylin.
I think likely GIF, a little bit of fun contributes to getting to your age too. I'm sure a lot of your newsletter readers and people that follow you on social media know that we just got back from a trip to the Manoir, and we had quite a bit of fun. So that keeps us all young too, doesn't it?
Well, laughter is good medicine.
Yes.
And we had a lot of laughter, and it was you know, I hadn't been there for 70 years. I was just getting through surgery, the Montreal General, after a couple of years of surgery, and I had 6 months off. And that's when I decided that I had two problems. One, I had to fill in 6 months, and I also didn't have much money. And I decided I'll go to a hotel, and what I thought would be a leisurely time, and spend 3 months that summer. And after I was married, and I went back to the hotel for another month, a year, I spent a total of 7 months at that hotel. And never in all those 7 months had I had a scenario of 24 hours of absolute hell. After I got there, I thought, you know, I'm going to be here. I'm going to be here all summer. And I've been working hard at the Montreal General and not getting much sleep. And I'm going to go to bed early tonight. And I'd only been in bed about an hour when the telephone rang, and they said, "Doctor, would you come to the lobby? There's been an accident." And they'd had a party, and one, for unknown reason, the one man had picked up a small chair and hit a man walking up the stairs to the lobby, and he was unconscious. And I spoke some French, but not enough to really amount to much, and had to get taken by ambulance down to the hospital, make sure he didn't have a concussion. And didn't get out of the hospital until about 4 a.m. And I got back to bed about 5:00, and at 6:00, the phone rang again. And the operator said, "Will you come to the lobby, doctor? There's been an accident." What the hell is going on? What the hell is going on in this lobby? And what had happened, Kaylin, the chief electrician had been working on the top of the elevator. And he had a son working in the cab. And the father said, "Take the cab down." And the son, unfortunately, took it up. And he slipped between the elevator shaft and the elevator. And there he was, lying with his total paralysis of his legs. And that meant very carefully getting out and removed from the elevator, getting an ambulance and taking him to Quebec City for neurosurgery. And I got back at the hotel around midnight, and I thought, my God, if this is going to happen every 24 hours, I'll go back to the Montreal General.
Who knew the hotel would be more exciting than working in the hospital itself?
It was exciting in the fact that it was much better being the hotel doctor than a guest, because you got to know not only interesting guests, but you had very interesting people like your age working at the hotel. And I got to know them, of course, quite well. And I got to know many of the people that lived around the hotel invited. It wasn't all work at the hotel, because I got invited to a lot of cocktail parties, and I was single. I was having a good time.
Work hard, play hard, yeah. And some alcohol in moderation.
Yeah. Don't feel sorry for me.
You know what? When we were there and I got to see the beautiful environment you were living in, that was some summers well spent.
You also saw a photo of my famous patient. It was Bruce of Montreal. And I saw, of course, humans all summer. But one day, a lady arrived from Montreal with her dog with an infected paw. And I said, "Bruce, let me take a look at your paw." And he pulled over the paw. And that dog came to see me for 4 or 5 times, and a lovely creature.
And if that photo is nothing short of iconic, it's just such a story. And that photo, the fact that you got a photo with him is pretty incredible.
The hotel management gave me a photo of him.
And I think if you might find it next time you're there, up in the lobby somewhere. So let's move on to our next question. What's been the happiest memory this past year?
Oh, going to the manoir. All of my children, namely four children, have always said, when we go back, can we go back to the manoir and see the beautiful, no, it's not only a beautiful hotel, but it's a beautiful hotel. It's perched on the side of the St. Lawrence River, and the surrounding countryside, rolling hills, lovely, lovely. So you've all seen that now, and you know you got the experience. One of my children, Bob, when he was only 2 years of age, he came down and spent a month with me, with Susan, and we had a great time.
I think the manoir was probably my highlight of this year so far too. I think there's nothing more incredible than being able to have been there as a third generation to experience it following a pandemic where we haven't seen most of our relatives in 2-3 years, some of them. It was a pretty miraculous turn of events to all end up there together and have had the few days we did. So a very, very happy memory of the year.
And you be sure to take your kids down there too.
I will. I will. And you know what? When I'm 98, like you, Giff, I'm going to take my grandkids there too. And maybe a dog named Bruce.
Life is full of interesting things that happen.
Absolutely. Okay, so our last question is a wild card. So if you could name three of the most important things in your life to you, what would they be?
Oh, that's easy. Family, family, family. No doubt about it. Well, if you get to my age and you have, you know, you see families, sometimes rich families, and they squabble over money and they go to court. And I've got four children and 12 grandchildren, and they're all getting along well together. And then at the end of your life, you say, look, everybody's happy, everybody's healthy. And we've raised and then been associated with a good, honest group of people. It's not the amount of money you have or whether you do this or that. Is if you fail in that category, you fail in everything. Mm-hmm. I think, Kaylin, when you sit around the dinner table at night with your family, you set down certain rules that are right or wrong. And I think that goes a long way. You used to have long dinners, and we always talked about the good and the bad and the difficult, and I think we got through them.
That's something that my dad has always done with us too. Family dinners tend to be hours long because you sit there much long after you finish eating, just talking and solving the world's problems. And I know that has come from you raising my dad that way. And I think that is so valuable to have open dialogue with your family and talk about big world issues and spend time together sitting around the table.
Well, I think today too many people have a quick meal and lack of conversation. And it's a sign of the times.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's about all of the questions I have for you today. Is there anything you wanted to add?
No, it's a pleasure chatting with you, Kaylin. And I know you're ensconced happily in Montreal now. And I wish you a long and fruitful life there. You stay in Montreal, one of my favorite cities.
It is a great, great city. And you're welcome anytime, Giff. We'll go have our cocktail hour together.
Okay. And then,
okay.
Any introducing to me to your game?
Of course. Thank you so much for playing.
Do I hear about the end of the game?
Well, you won. The beauty of this game is that you can't really win, but if you could win, you just won.
Okay. Have a good evening and all the best to you. I'm W. Gifford Jones, and I thank you for listening.